Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup. Hello, everybody. Yes, Phil Nee with you in the studio. Hank Bray is out and about. Hank, where are you at? Where are you at right now?
Well, I'm above Richland Center checking the roadways, buddy.
You must be slip sliding away.
And the WRCO helicopter, live traffic helicopter. Watch out. Get out of the way. Winston's trying to drive.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. How are you doing, young man?
Good. Was Santa Claus good to you?
You know what? The best present I got was the luncheon meat. And you know what? It just seems to keep giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Phil.
That was your bonus, and you know I couldn't afford Spam, the regular version of that. So I bought lunch and loaf. It's called brand.
Yeah, next year can we get the Spam though? I mean, please.
It depends on what kind of year we have.
Well, whatever the difference is, you can take it out of my check.
Okay. I also bought you some pork rinds too.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat anything right now. The lunch and loaf's doing its job.
Oh, it is? Okay. So I'll bet it is. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and this thing expired like in 2021. What's up with that?
Oh, that's why I got it cheap. Okay.
You got it? Did you drop it on the floor for the dented can, or did I come that way?
No, it was like that. Yeah, it was.
Everybody's wondering about your night off. Did you deserve another one?
Well,
I should get a report card from June.
It was pretty calm. I don't think we got in an argument all day. But, of course, the Bears play tonight, so we took a day off yesterday. I did play John Denver earlier this morning just to contribute to the Love Bank.
I heard that. So does that count?
Well, gets her in a better mood, perhaps. So, but, you know, then, of course, next week is Packer Bear Week.
Right, yeah. Well, it's not going to be pretty, though, is it? I hope the Bears win tonight, though.
Well, you know, I really don't care. I mean, if they do, that's
we
fine.
We care, Phil.
We do?
We care, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the Bears got to have something. I mean, but you know what? The good thing is, I mean, the Bear fans can keep their new game gear.
They won't have
to buy any next year. But
Right. Yeah, it's to my benefit. It's my benefit if they win tonight because June's in a good mood.
You know what? I don't understand why she's not in a good mood married to you.
Well, I know. Exactly.
Well, never mind. I know. But anyway. Hey, so, you know, Henry's got a pet peeve about these NFL games being on Netflix only or FUBU only.
Preaching to the choir.
That drives me nuts, because all these fans, because I took my kids to the ball game, tickets are around $250 a piece, okay? Then they add this, the time they're done, they're over $400 a piece. Do you see what I'm saying? And now you expect fans to go do this, and then, on Christmas Day, you're going to have it on a Netflix? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my, that just irks me. Yeah. I mean, absolutely irks me.
Yep, they got to make more money. And the thing of it is, people think that, we're saving money by streaming, but if you get this app and this app and this app, you're spending
you're
more money.
You're not saving anything.
Yeah, you're not saving anything. You're spending more than you were if you had basic cable or a satellite dish.
But why would the NFL do that to the people that made them? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
And having these games overseas, that's fine, but you know what? It's just, to me, it's just not right and it's not fair.
Well,
that's how I look at it.
Right. Well, like I say, when it happens to the Packers, we've always got it free here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, the Bears, I think the Bears game tonight, I believe that's on network TV, but I know the NFL network.
Isn't that Prime? I think tonight's
Prime.
Well,
I really don't know. about that.
Usually Thursday night's prime time is on prime TV, which, again, is just, it's wrong. Because, you know, a lot of people don't have prime.
No.
But and your biggest fans are people like you and I who are not going to buy Netflix and FUBU and Prime. And I mean, it's just dumb.
It's the thing of the present, that's for sure. And, you know, and then looking ahead toward the Brewers, too, there's been controversy about that because I think I don't know if it's this next year or the year after, but they're going to be all streamed.
See, and that's just wrong. So, let's forget about the little people that made us.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people should
be able to get it over the air or, you know, it's not worth watching. That's my thing.
Yep, without question.
For fun.
So everybody forgets about the little buddy,
yep,
the little guy.
That's right.
But I haven't forgot about you.
We can't forget about you either, Hank. No.
So, you know.
How are the folks in Pea Ridge?
The folks in Pea Ridge are really good. Had a great Christmas. I saw some family members I haven't seen in a while. And my mom is doing excellent.
Good.
So that's a huge, huge burden off the shoulders of us. And but, you know, and my dad's doing well, and my brothers are my brothers, and we're just going to move on. So,
you didn't get any fights with the brothers, did you?
No, they'd kill me, Phil.
Oh.
They'd kill me. So,
oh, my goodness.
So, but, no, you know, I love going down to see my family, and, you know, and that's what it's about.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
I'm very blessed to have a family I am, and very blessed to have the, you know, the opportunity to go see my family. So, and we had a great lunch and loaf for dinner yesterday.
Lunch and loaf. Sick. Okay. Well,
everybody's sick, and
I'm glad I gave it to you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
So,
not a virus, but the lunch and loaf. So
yeah. Well, whatever. I don't even know if it's virus. So. But anyway, I was at this and. And did you have a good Christmas?
We had a great Christmas, absolutely. And I got some clothes. I had four articles of clothing. Three of them fit. You know, the other one, I think it was mistagged. Because it looked like shrink wrap on me when I put my shirt on. I'm like, what?
Oh, you know what? And you can, my Speedos are there if you want to try them on together.
No. It said it was my size, but I put it on. It was like, oh, man. And so I think it was supposed to have a slimming effect, but it didn't. So.
Oh yeah, well, any you know, the bigger clothes you are, the more slimming effect you have. I'm in a 6X right now.
6X.
I look good.
I didn't know they made those, but yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Finally fitting that, you know. You know, people go, you need to get in shape, and I said, well, round is a shape today.
Well, Hank, we're gonna cut you off here. Looks like we've got an important phone call on the other line here. So, I appreciate
who's
you.
Calling?
Well, it looks like we've got a emergency management thing actually to check in with.
Oh,
here,
I'll let you go, my man.
Something
I hope
serious.
Everybody stays safe, and you know, it's 48 degrees here, and I'm heading home. So
sounds good.
You're not
fogged in at the Pea Ridge Airport today, then?
It is a little foggy, but not bad. It's just a little mist, but something that we can handle, and we're heading home.
So. All right. Sounds good. Safe
Thanks,
travels,
buddy.
My friend.
You bet. Be kind.
We'll see ya.